Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Spiritual Journey podcast. This is episode 128. I always love starting the podcast just by saying thank you. Feel so very blessed with this podcast and all the people it's reaching and all the messages I get on a weekly basis. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this podcast. And I love hearing from you. So if this podcast is having an impact, if we can guide you in any way, please let us know. So this is an episode I do once a month where I channel a message for the collective through the Akashic Records. And if you haven't heard me talk about Akashic Records before, Akashic Records are a record of everything your soul's been through. Current life, past life, future life, parallel life, everything about you is stored in the records. And when you get an individual reading from me, basically you're giving me permission to go deeper into your energy, connect with your guides at a deeper level, and channel a message through the Akashic Records through your guides. In many ways, I'm a vessel channeling a message from your energy, your vibration. I'll always say things like, everything you need is inside you, and I truly believe that. So when you book a reading, when you work with me, I am basically tapping into your energy and guiding you based on your vibration. Akashic Records have changed my life. This podcast was started through a message from the records, which said, my voice is my gift. And the mentorship program I do is channeled through the records. So really the records have given me so much. And, I believe that in some way we've all accessed the records and we all have the ability to access the records. Sometimes the human side of us just needs to remember the soul already knows, because at a soul level, you know what you have access to. You have natural access to your records because it's your records. So if you're interested in booking a reading, please reach out. You can find details on my website. But today is all about a group reading. And a group reading is basically that it's for the collective. So whoever's listening to this podcast is for you. So I call in all of our guides, and our guides are beings that our soul has selected to guide us in this lifetime. So I call in all our guides, all ascended beings, all archangels, and any being that's here to support us, any ancestor of past life that's here to support us, I call everybody in and I channel a message for the collective. Whatever comes through, whenever you listen to this, is perfect time. And so basically the process is going to be, I'll do a quick cleanse meditation, just to cleanse our energy before we open the records. I'll say a prayer to open the records, and then I'll channel a message. I would just be open to receiving, be in a place where you can truly just connect and listen. If you're at home, then I recommend that you close your eyes and just meditate and just connect with the message. If you're out in nature, that's great too. And just be open to a message coming through for you. A lot of the times I hear that, whatever message came through, it felt like I was talking directly to the person. And, maybe this message is exactly for you. You can also you can also have an intention or ask a question, which actually may come through my words, and maybe you receive your own answer. And the thing with the records is we don't always get the answer straight away. We get what we need when we need it, right? So you could ask a question before I open the records, and maybe you get an answer through my words, and maybe you get an answer yourself from your guides, or maybe you get an answer in a day or so. Just the less expectations you have, the easier it gets. So, if you do have any questions about the records, if you're interested in learning how to read the records yourself, we do that too. I do that too. I do that through three sessions. Session one, you get to experience a reading. So you receive a reading. Session two, hold your space while you open your own records, and you get to experience what that's like while I guide you through the process. And session three, you get to open my records. And that way you get to open what it's like to open someone else's records. So you can do this with me. You can do this jointly with me and Stacey. Something I love to do. I mean, I believe we have a natural connection to the records, and I love guiding people to the records because it's so beautiful. It's changed my life. I feel so, so grateful for it. So if this resonates with you, and you feel like you have a net connection with the records, maybe you want to consider learning how to connect with the records. But yeah, that's so I'm going to start the reading now. So if you could get comfortable, relax. And like I said, ask yourself, maybe ask a question, set an intention, and just be open to receive whatever you're meant to receive. So if you can, and you're in a situation to, please relax, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and a breath out. Take another really deep breath in and a breath out. And ask you just to imagine and visualize a beautiful white light just above the top of your head. So vibrant, so full of love, so full of light. And just imagine and visualize that light coming in through your crown, which is the top of your head. Completely filling your crown. So you have an amazing connection to source. Feel that light going from your crown into your third eye, which is at your forehead. And just feel that light totally cleansing your third eye so you can see the vision of who you are. Feel that light going from your third eye into your throat. And feel your throat being healed so you can speak the truth of who you are. Feel that light going from your throat into your heart. Feel your heart opening up like it's never opened before. To give unconditional love and to receive unconditional love. And just imagine and visualize that light continuing to go from your heart into your stomach, solar sacral base. Feel all the chakras, every part of your stomach being totally cleansed. Feel how grounded you feel. Feel how present you feel. Feel that light filling every part of your body, including your legs, your feet, your toes, your arms, your hands, your fingers. Feel the light extending outside of your body and cleansing your aura. From here, just imagine and visualize Mother Earth holding you in her arms and loving you unconditionally. You have a special connection to Mother Earth. You feel the vibration of the planet. Allow yourself to feel the love from Mother Earth. Staying connected to Mother Earth, feel your connection to Source, to God, whoever or whatever God or Source looks like to you. Just imagine him holding you in his arms and loving you unconditionally. He created you with his hands, he created you with his vision, which means you're perfect in every way. Feel the unconditional love God's source has for you. Feel love from God, from source, from Mother Earth. Come back into your body. And then just take a moment to feel the vibration of the energy around you. Feel the love you have for you inside you. Know that you're needed, you're wanted, and you're very much loved. Take a moment just to feel the energy around you. I ask your guides, your soul family, to step closer into your vibration. I ask them to magnify the energy they're sending you, magnify the love they're sending you. I ask you to be open to feeling that energy around you, the vibration around you. Feeling how held and loved you are by your guides, by the universe. And from this space, we're ready to open the records for the collective. We gather together in light, we gather together in love, we gather together in knowing the message from above. Through the Akashic Records, we understand our greatness. Through the Akashic Records, we understand our wisdom. Through the Akashic Records, we understand what's there. This prayer will help us deliver us there. I wish to know all the listeners of the podcast in the light of the Akashic Records. Hoping to see all the listeners of the podcast through the light of the Akashic Records. I wish to know all the listeners of the podcast in the light of the Akashic Records. Bring me to feel all the listeners of the podcast through the light of the Akashic Records. I wish to know all the listeners of the podcast in the light of the Akashic Records. Help me to see all the listeners of the podcast through the light of the Akashic Records. Bring me to feel all the listeners of the podcast through the light of the Akashic Records. And now the Akashic Records are open. I invite all of our guides, our soul families, any ascended masters, any archangels, any high-level beings, any ancestors or past lives that are here to support us. I invite you all to form a circle around us and support us with this message. I honor you with love and compassion. I honor you with love and compassion. I honor you with love and compassion. We thank you for being here. We congratulate you on everything you've achieved. You work so hard. You've been through so much. Not just in this human life, but in your soul journey. We want to remind you that you chose to be here. You knew that you were needed here. And we repeat, you are needed here. We again want to congratulate you on everything you've been through in this human existence. Everything that's been preparing you for this moment. And you're ready for this moment. We know and appreciate everybody's going through so much. This is all part of a collective upgrade. You are uniquely going through your own upgrade. And wherever you are in the process is perfect for you. And as part of the message, we want to congratulate you on everything you've done. You've worked so hard. And you focus so much on what you've still got to do instead of taking time to celebrate you. To know this, that you did this. You did the work. Of course, we need to acknowledge there's still work to be done. There always is. But it is important that you celebrate you. So the first message from this reading is to celebrate you. As we celebrate you, you're more supported on this side than you really know. We see and watch you struggle. Some of you ask for help and some of you don't. Even some of those of you that ask for help, you don't really believe you deserve the help. Part of this journey that you're on now, it is really about embracing the support and the energy around you. From your guides, but also on the human realm. We know this has been a roller coaster. We know the energy right now is even more intense than ever has been before. And this is intentional. You're all being pushed to upgrade. You're all going through the wash in turn and totally releasing and being pushed to release the things you're holding on to. You're all at different stages of a rebirth where you're truly being pushed to let go of the layers that you've been holding on to, the programming that you've been holding on to. You're not here to lead a program life. You're here to create something that's not been done before. And therefore, it's time to release those shackles. It's time to release those expectations. You want to understand what's coming next. You can feel the change in your stomach. You can feel the change. You can feel the change. But it makes you uncomfortable because you don't know what's coming next. But you're not meant to know what's coming next. It's a leap of faith. It is a leap. It's a trust fall. You need to fall back and trust that you're going to be held by the universe. And for some of you, you may be saying, I don't feel like I've been supported in the past, so why should I trust now? We hear you. You need to understand that everything you've been through is part of your soul journey, is part of your human experience. And this is what your soul needed to experience to expand. We understand that might be difficult to hear, especially if you've had a difficult life. But know that this collective upgrade is happening. The intense energy is going to continue for a while because it's all part of the upgrade. But if you could embrace what's coming next, if you could just take that trust fall and truly focus on this moment, then your journey is going to be so much easier. If you push to try and understand, you really push and you push and you push, that's where the struggles are going to come. This is a collective upgrade. Where you've been pushed to release the programming. And this could be religious programming, this could be cultural programming, this could be programming you received through your childhood, through your working life, through any period. There's been times you really wanted to belong, you wanted to feel part of something, but you're not meant to feel part of it. That doesn't mean you don't have friends, you don't have people around you to empathize with you. But you're not meant to belong. And what we mean by that is you're truly meant to be your unique individual self who is here to create and have your own unique journey. That means you can have a community around you, but know that where you really belong is inside you. You need to be comfortable with who you are. You need to become comfortable in your own company, on your own journey. Many of you are struggling to accept your destiny. You know that you're here for something big, but you want to know what it is. If you knew what your destiny is, it would scare you because it's that big. You're not meant to know your destiny, you're meant to just appreciate this moment. So many of you are wondering what your purpose is. Why do you truly believe you only have one purpose? What if you have many different purposes and it changes and evolves over time? What if your purpose is to serve? That includes serving you. We've talked for a long time now about putting you at the center. And this is so important now, even more than before. Because you're going through so much, you putting you at the center allows you to truly connect with you, allows you to listen to your messages at such a deeper level. That means having a self-care routine, putting you at the center, allows you to truly embrace your journey. And in many ways, it allows you to be there for those around you at a much deeper level. But this phase is all about you. Of course, you have some human responsibilities, but your intention needs to be to put you at the center of your world. Move from victim mode to self mode. Become a student and know that everything that's happened to you, everything that is happening to you, is guiding you in some kind of way, is teaching you in some kind of way. So become that student. Go deeper on your lessons and the things that are going happening to you right now. They are happening for you because they're helping you complete what your soul's here to do. They're helping you expand on your journey. And if you become that student and ask, well, what is this lesson? What do I need to integrate? What do I need to learn? Your answer becomes different. Become that student. Become that student and go on a journey of self. Consider, what are you holding on to? What are those memories? What are those things that you've trapped deep down in your soul, in your heart? Release those memories. It's time to heal. Heal that inner child. Love that inner child of yours. It really is time for you to shine your light. Time for you to become your higher self. You're needed. You're wanted. You're a light worker on this planet. And as the planet collectively upgrades, know that you have a role to play, to guide, to use your voice. We're not here to force anybody. Remember, everybody's on their own journey. But your role is to guide. Your role is to use your voice, use your gifts to guide, to give people an option. For some of you, that will be in the form of speaking of truth on social media. Maybe it's in the form of a book. Maybe it's to speak to the people around you. Whatever's right in your heart is right for you. But it is time to get out of your comfort zone. Challenge yourself and not play safe anymore. If you don't feel supported by the universe, you need to meet the universe halfway. You need to have that self-care routine. And you need to be open to magic. If you push to understand what's coming next, if you try and understand your gifts, if you try and that's where you're going to struggle. Because this next phase is truly about letting go. We acknowledge it's been an intense period. But nothing is missing. Everything is exactly how it's meant to be. This is your time to truly upgrade. This is your time to embrace this moment. We've told you before that you're holding on to things that no longer serve. You're holding on to people that you're lowering your vibration to be around. And that's a choice. There is no wrong or right, but know that as you release these vibrations that are keeping you down, you allow yourself to raise your vibration. And then you set an example for those around you. It's their choice whether they raise their vibration or not. Know that everyone around you is in some way teaching you something, expanding you. And you have a soul contract with. But sometimes that lesson is to let go. Feel the energy and the vibration of the person and ask, is my soul contract complete? And trust in whatever that answer is. We again remind you that your blood family are not always here to be loved. They expand you in some kind of way. You have to trust your intuition on how they serve you. And it's okay to keep people in your life. Just don't give your power away. Don't lower your vibration. And know if people say to you, you've changed, that's a good thing because it means you're expanding. Change is the only constant. But know that your validation comes from inside you. It's time for you to have that faith inside you. It's time for you to truly connect with the power of who you are. It's time to raise you and become your higher self, the best version of you. Know that you're needed, you're wanted. You're here to do something amazing on this planet that's unique to you. Don't compare yourself to somebody else because they're on a different journey. Be on your journey. But know that you are, and you need to ask for help when you need it. And that could be from us, your guides. It can also be from human guides. Know that sometimes you have guides on the human realm that are meant to hold your space, that are meant to expand you. But always look for those that touch your heart, touch your soul, whose voice resonates at a heart and a soul level. This is a period of trust. This is a period where you need to connect to us, be open to receiving messages, spend time in nature, time in silence, time truly just being. What can you appreciate in this moment? What magic can you connect to in this moment? Take time to feel the energy, the vibration around you. If you're feeling disconnected, if you're feeling like something's unbalanced, check in with that energy and check it. Well, is this my energy or am I feeling someone else's? For many of you, if you're feeling isolated, your friend circle has gotten so small. Again, this is intentional. You're going through an upgrade, you're going through a massive change. Think of yourself as in a cocoon in as a gooey mess before you turn into that butterfly. And your energy, your vibration needs to be protected, which is why your circle becomes smaller. This is all intentional. But as you turn into that butterfly, allow loving energies, loving vibrations to become close to you again. And these in human form may be very different to the ones before. And again, be open to that. Remember, everybody is going through so much. So treat others with kindness. Know that they're going through upgrades too. That does not mean you give your power away. That does not mean that you allow people to take advantage of you. That just means that you treat others with kindness. But you need to speak your truth. And when we ask you to speak your truth, it's not with anger, it's with kindness. But speaking from the heart. And again, it's not your job to force someone else to hear you. It's your job to speak your truth and trust that the message will get through to whoever it's meant to. This really is a journey. It's a roller coaster of trusting. We get it's difficult. We get you want answers. We get you feel like you've been on this journey of upgrades for so long. And you want to rest. You want it to be over. What do you want to be over? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for some big magic epiphany that everything is, that all of you is healed? It doesn't work that way. You are a student of life. You're going through this awakening, which in many ways is a lifetime journey. You're never fully healed because when you're ready to next release the next part of it, that's when it comes up. So you're always healing, you're always expanding. But if you can embrace it as an expansion, as a learning, as becoming that student, as growing, 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 becoming so much more aware, and start to use your gifts. And your gifts don't always look like you might expect. You know, maybe you're thinking you should be a tarot reader, Reiki master. These are all human terms, which is great if you feel connected to learn it, of course. But your gifts could be just with your spoken word, your vibration. Consider the your what your career is, and if you're using your gifts in that in your chosen career, ask why I'm in this career. Does it serve me? Is it what I'm meant to be doing? This is a period where you have to merge worlds. How you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you're totally different in your career and you're totally different at home, that's okay in many ways, but your values, how you are, how you come across need to be consistent. How you do one thing is how you do everything. It's time to become authentic. It's time to speak your truth. It's time to stand in your power. To become the best version of you. It's time to start connecting with us at a deeper level. Feel our energy, feel our vibration around you. Ask questions, but be open to receiving answers in so many different ways. You want to understand your gifts. You want to be able to put them in a box. That's not how your gifts work. Your gifts are from your heart, your soul. Your head's not going to understand them. Your head is where your programming is. In many ways, everything you've learned in your head is what you need to leave at the door. This is a new phase of your soul journey where you're truly embracing your heart. Consider, where do your answers come from? Do they come from your head or your heart? This is a time to connect and trust your heart. That doesn't mean that you make decisions based all on emotion. It means you make decisions from your heart. You trust your heart, you trust your gut. Why are you asking everybody else for what you should do next? Why are you not listening to you? You know, like you know that you're meant to be here. For some of you, even if you don't want to be here, Your soul chose to be here. For many of you, you never felt like you belonged. You've always felt different. Because you are different. You're not meant to belong. So embrace that uniqueness of who you are. It's time to embrace that uniqueness of who you are. It's time to become the higher version of you. It's time to focus on you. It's time to love you. Why are you looking for love outside yourself when you need to find it from within yourself? Feel the love that we have for you. But know that any love that you get from outside yourself is a bonus. You are complete as you are. Everything you need is inside you. You are perfect in this moment. Nothing is missing. You are where you're meant to be. Embrace the mantra, I am who I am, I am where I am. Accept where you are in this moment, but also celebrate it. And we know this is hard for some of you because you don't feel like celebrating. But celebrate who you are, who you've become, how much you've grown. Accept that everything you've been through is for a reason. And what if you're meant to guide others so they don't need to go through the same level of pain? What if your voice can help one person? This is your time to embrace you. This is your time to truly become who you're meant to be. We see you ascended. We see you in your power. We truly hope that you can see the same. We're sending you so much love. This message is complete. I give gratitude to all the listeners' podcast, Granting the Records. I give gratitude to the Pinnacle for letting the way. I give gratitude to the space for the comfort and love. I give gratitude to all of our highest selves for leading us here, for guiding us here. The records are closed now, amen. The records are now. The records are now closed, amen. The records are now closed, amen. As you come back into your body, as you become present, if you have drinking water with you, please drink it. Just take a few moments to come back into your body. Just take a few moments to become present. And know that when we open the Akashic Records, we do close them. But be open to the vibration, the energy, being at a high level around you for the rest of the day, for the next couple of days. Be open to receiving messages at a deeper level. Because the Akashic Records, we did open them. And it allows you to access your energies at a deeper level. So be open to receiving your own answers. Thank you for the privilege of this group message. I feel very, very blessed. I felt so much love through the message. If you have any questions about the records, please do reach out. I love the records and I love guiding people to them. If you feel a reading would help, I would love to open your Akashic Records. You can book through my website. You can send me a message. We are also starting a new April promotion where we realize that people want to work with us, but they don't always know which service and what the best way is. Is it an Akashic reading? Is it mentorship? Is it? So we thought we'd offer a service of a 30-minute consultation where we can talk about where you are on your journey and we can talk about what support we can give you. And you can book through either with just me or me and Stacey or with Stacey. I'll include the link in the show notes. I love what I do. I love the fact I get to guide people and to truly guide people to shine their light. So if I can help you in any way, please do reach out. If this message resonated, please let me know. And I am sending you so much love and light. I appreciate this journey that we're on can be sometimes challenging. I truly, truly want you to embrace the love you have inside for you and shine your light in the way it's meant to be. Again, thank you so very much for allowing me to share this message with you. Sending love and light again. And I'll speak to you all very, very soon. Bye for now.